WNCW presents this week's More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster. Our topic this week is education in Asheville and Buncombe County. A couple of different items we want to talk about. One person that will fill in all the blanks about that is the education reporter from the Asheville Citizen Times, Brian Gordon. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Great to have you on More to the Story for what I believe is the first time. First, Brian, I'd like to ask you about a proposed charter school as an option, I understand, for low-income and African-American students.
Yeah, so it's called Peak Academy, and it would look to combine longer school days with targeted student recruitment in certain communities to attract students from families that are lower income, higher percentage than the surrounding district of Black students. It looks to address the ever-persistent achievement gap, opportunity gap in Asheville, where white students historically and currently perform much, much higher on standardized tests, academic assessments. And the gap is one of the highest in the country, let alone North Carolina, listed as the fifth highest gap in the nation. Currently, it is the highest in North Carolina. So that's Peak's mission, is to tackle that gap. The gap as a way to kind of measure, when really if you just look at the absolute performance of one group of students compared to that same group statewide, Black students in Asheville are performing behind.
Tell me and our listeners a little bit more about Peak. Who are some of the individuals leading what they're trying to do?
So the Peak board is a combination of local community leaders and people with past education experience. There's Tiffany Inanacho, who is works for Buncombe County. There's Libby Kyles, YWCA. And then there are people with experience with Teach for America and connections to charter organizations like KIPP, and believe that their combination of local knowledge about Asheville along with connections to broader education movements can create a new school that is doing something that the district schools currently aren't, raising the test scores of all students.
Let's switch to another subject now, Brian, and talk about funding for overall education in North Carolina. Why can't state leaders get a budget in place to fully fund schools? Recently, teachers and other educators actually rallied, wanting to let their voices be heard about this, didn't they?
Yeah, so recently a group of teachers gathered at Vance Monument in downtown Asheville to protest the stalled budget in Raleigh. So we've passed the 200th day of no new budget being signed. And so these teachers last May announced five demands that they wanted Raleigh to meet. Some of those demands include a pay raise, an expansion of Medicaid, and a reinstating of retiree health benefits. And so they gathered at the monument, held signs, and they really want their voices heard, especially in Raleigh.
You know, I can't help but to smile about one of those signs, because you guys with the Citizen Times had a great picture of a lady that was standing, and maybe with her child, but she had a sign that said something like, "Harry Potter found the Sorcerer's Stone. Surely North Carolina can find funding for schools." But, you know, we can kind of laugh about that this is very serious, especially to those teachers in the classroom, isn't it?
I think with that sign, I think humor or a little bit of voice is often a great way to connect with people on a larger topic. I appreciated that sign as well. What I find interesting, because this has, in the past few years, these rallies have been happening and teachers have been growing ever frustrated with feeling like their demands aren't being heard. The teacher associations have been passing around a survey, kind of trying to gauge other fellow colleagues and other teachers' appetites for a potential work stoppage or strike. On the books, striking is illegal in North Carolina, but in other states where striking has been illegal in the past few years, teachers have successfully collectively taken off work and haven't been prosecuted or lost their teacher licenses. So there are groups in North Carolina, and it seems to be maybe a growing interest, not guaranteed to happen. They're exploring what maybe a longer work stoppage might be able to do to have their demands heard.
This is More to the Story. You're listening right now to guest Brian Gordon, education reporter with the Asheville Citizen Times. At the time that we are recording this interview together, was just in recent days that legislators at the state's capitol had gotten together for just a one-day session, and their business was over with at that time. In other words, they didn't get anything done about this. Are you picking up on anything that we could have a timetable or when leaders in North Carolina might do something?
From my view, the discussions are still at a stalemate. The governor has held strong in a certain level of a pay raise and also a Medicaid expansion, while the General Assembly has been offering smaller pay raises and not an expansion of Medicaid. Both sides have been trying to use Medicaid along with teacher salaries in their bargaining, so the General Assembly would be offering more money if the other side were giving up their demands for Medicaid expansion, while the teachers' unions, associations, as well as the governor have, again, held strong in their demand for Medicaid expansion along with a higher raise.
You can follow his stories, of course, within the pages of the Asheville Citizen Times. He's also online, and I believe, Brian, you've got a Twitter page and that kind of thing as well, don't you?
Yeah, it's BrianSamuel92.
Brian Gordon, we want to thank you for your first visit to More to the Story, the education reporter with the Citizen Times, and we'll look forward to having you back in the near future.
Yeah, please be, Paul. This was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You've been listening to this week's More to the Story, also available as a podcast on our website at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.